RT Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage. Built for endless inspiration. The all-new Sportage. Now at your local Kia dealer.
And here with the sport is Darren Frehill. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Justin. And we'll start with this news that the Irish men's schedule for the start of 2022 has been confirmed. And the exciting news is that, well, it is very exciting for fans and players alike, I'm sure, as well, is that the number one ranked team in the world, Belgium, will come to Dublin for a friendly in March. This match will take place on the 26th of that month. And then there's another friendly on the 29th, and that's against Lithuania. Now, the match is seen as a really important preparation for the Nations League, which begins in the summer. I'm going to be talking more about this match later in the show because it's a winner on and off the field for the FAI. In the African Cup of Nations last night, Morocco and Senegal have progressed to the quarterfinals. Unfortunately, we've been following with great interest here on the programme the fortunes of Roberto Lopez and his Cape Verde side. He was forced off at halftime in their 2-0 defeat to Senegal. He's just one of a number of players in that camp that has picked up a vomiting bug and just was really, really sick at halftime and had to come off, unfortunately for him. Sadio Mane, the other big talking point in this game, because he scored the first goal despite picking up a head injury in this match. He played on, but was taken off then shortly after scoring the breakthrough goal and actually looked in a lot of distress. And you have to again ask questions about player welfare here in this instance. The forthcoming Six Nations will be launched today. But in team news on the domestic front, John Cooney and Stuart McCluskey will miss Ulster's match with Scarlets in the URC this weekend. Better news though for Connacht, Dennis Buckley is available again. He has missed the last 8 months with a cruciate injury. Connacht at home to Glasgow on Saturday. Pete Wilkins, senior coach at Connacht, has been talking about the journey for Dennis making his full recovery and why it's timely ahead of such a big game.
Yeah, we were stretched on the weekend with respect to the guys that were out there. You know, we managed to get the 23 out there and get the game played, which is important for all sorts of reasons. But no, we will get some reinforcements this week. Dennis Buckley has been back training for a few weeks now and, you know, will be available for selection. Tia will be back available as well. So, no, there are some reinforcements coming through. We won't have everyone, but certainly we'll be in a stronger position than the last couple of weeks in terms of availability. So, that's encouraging as well. You know, Dennis has worked incredibly hard to get back to full fitness and done so in a really good time frame. So it's a massive boost to have him available for everyone.
Yeah, on the other side of that, one player who hasn't been able to shake injuries off is the Kerry footballer James O'Donoghue, who he has called time on his intercounty career, former player of the year, but really has struggled with injuries in recent seasons. His former teammate Kieran Donaghy was on Game On last night and he paid him this glowing tribute.
James O'Donoghue, class act. People remember he's footballer of the year. People remember he's all stars and his goals, but for me, how he tried to work through the injuries with the shoulders, the surgeries he went through, the rehab he put in, the size and bulk he put on to protect those shoulders. And look, he was very, very unlucky with injury and it really hampered the latter end of his career. But he exploded onto the scene and was such a great player for so long for us. And I just give him a special shout out on what's an emotional day for a player when they do make that decision that Kerry's days are over and now he'll go and concentrate on the Legion, I'm sure, and give his best there.
Yeah, and we wish him all the best as well. Two Sigerson games last night. Letterkenny surprised UCD with a win and Queen's got the better of Carlow IT. Finally, the remaining semi-final place up for grabs at the Australian Open this morning. Iga Swiatek has beat Kaya Kanepi in three sets and Stefanos Tsitsipas is on his way to the last four. Well, he looks to be that way. He's taken the first two sets against Yannick Sinner and he has a break in the third. Back